Hi, I'm Jim O'Neill, Technical Evangelist in the Boston area, and in this episode of Practical Azure, we're going to start looking at virtual machines, the infrastructure as a service offering in Windows Azure. For context, here again is the Windows Azure feature map that Practical Azure viewers are now pretty much accustomed to seeing. As you'll note, our topic today, virtual machines, is the third of a group of features that enable you to deploy your code to the cloud. Now, you can think of the deployment options as a continuum, where the amount of control you have kind of diminishes from the left to the right. So from on-premises deployment to using Windows Azure websites, you get a little bit less control, but the ease and the speed of the deployment increases. And the Windows Azure infrastructure in general frees you from more and more of the sysadmin tasks that you might have to do on-premises. Now, in this particular continuum, virtual machine sits to the left of cloud services, which is Windows Azure's platform as a service offering. Now, the primary difference between virtual machines from cloud services and Windows Azure websites is that you take ownership of the operating system that's running on the VMs that are managed by Windows and by Microsoft. So it's up to you to patch and update that operating system, whereas with platform as a service, we take care of that for you. Now, in comparison to on-premises deployment, you might be doing a lot of the same infrastructure tasks, but when you're in Windows Azure, you get to take advantage of Azure's failover, redundancy, the scaling, the load balancing, and so on. And then, maybe even more importantly, you don't own the hardware. So you're not paying for machines to sit there when you're not using them. You're paying for what you use when you use it, and not having to deal essentially with the depreciation of the hardware in your own data center. And lastly, I want to add, too, that you might run across documentation of something called a VM role, which, as of this recording, is still in the beta phase, but the VM role is not the same feature as virtual machines, which I'm talking about today. And primarily the difference is that the VM role doesn't have a persistent backing store like virtual machines do. So with that, let's get right into building up a virtual machine and see how we can get a sample application installed and actually access it from a client directly to the Windows Azure cloud. So right now I'm in my Windows Azure portal and I have a pretty much a blank slate in terms of virtual machines. I'm going to create a new virtual machine and we're going to use the gallery option so that I can walk through some of the steps with you a little bit more in detail. Now, when you create a new virtual machine, you have a number of images that are preset for you so that you can create a Windows Server 2008, 2012, SQL Server, and so on. We're going to start with a Windows Server 2012 virtual machine, and you'll also notice there's a number of Linux options down there as well. So let's start with 2012, and we're going to give this a virtual machine name. I'm going to do something not too creative, JimVM1, and we'll give it a password. And this password is what I'm going to use to log in versus via remote desktop so that I can do some stuff with the virtual machine. I have an option of how big I want that VM to be. We're going to leave it at small at this point. And the next step is to specify the endpoint. So if people are going to talk to this virtual machine, what we're going to do on the virtual machine is essentially install a very lightweight web server. So they're going to need a public endpoint. So that endpoint is going to be a cloudapp.net domain. And we need to come up with something new here to provide a DNS name. So let's try today's date. That typically works for me. And so it'll be Jim011102013. When you create a virtual machine, what's going to happen is it's going to create a VHD image, and that image is going to be stored in Windows Azure Blob Storage. So I'm asking it, or telling it right now, to go ahead and generate a storage account for me. I could use an existing one if I wanted to, but let's go ahead and generate one. And then lastly, where do I want this virtual machine to reside? Typically someplace close to me or my end users, so East US works for me very well. And then the next thing it's going to ask me for is an availability set. And what an availability set is essentially a logical grouping of your virtual machines, and all virtual machines in this given availability set will be placed across the data center so there's not a single point of failure. So the idea behind an availability set is to increase the uptime of your application. So right now we only have one virtual machine, so it kind of doesn't really matter. But to build on this for a demo later on, I'm going to create an availability set, and we'll just call it Jim's AS for availability set. And go to town, and it's going to start provisioning the virtual machine. So what it's doing is essentially is building up a virtual machine image inside of Windows Azure. It's creating the disk. It's doing a lot of work. And it's going to take about 5 or 10 minutes for this to actually be complete. So what we're going to do is essentially pause the recording and come back to it once it's provisioned, and then we'll do a little bit more configuration at that point. Okay, now that our virtual machine is running, I want to go ahead and do a little bit more with this setup. And I'm going to do is attach an empty disk here. And once I get this set up, this is going to take a little bit of time as well, and I'll explain what we're going to be doing next. I'm going to attach a disk that's 10 gig. And what we're going to be doing here is we're going to use the virtual machine to host an HTTP server. So I'm going to use something called Mongoose, which is an open source, very, very lightweight HTTP server. It's not important that I'm using that. It's just very, very simple to set up and to give you a feel for that you essentially that you can do anything you want with a virtual machine. So what we're going to do is set up Mongoose on the virtual machine. And I'm also attaching a drive to the virtual machine. What we're going to do is kind of put our website assets, essentially our HTML pages and whatever, on the virtual drive that's associated with the virtual machine. So the virtual machine can then essentially attach that drive, an F drive or what have you, and serve up HTTP content from that site. So right now what's happening is we are setting up a attached disk. So again, it's spinning up essentially a virtual hard drive kind of image, figuring out where to host that inside of Windows Azure and associating it with the virtual machine that's already up and running. So this is going to take a couple minutes as well to get set up. And once this is set up, we'll be able to go into the virtual machine and do a little bit more configuration. So let this run its course and we'll be back in a few minutes. All right, now that we're back, the virtual machine has been set up. We also have an associated disk. And if I look at the disks option here, you'll notice that I have a few disks from the past as well. But there are a couple here. There's an OS disk that we created today, and there is also a data disk that we created today at the bottom here. You can see they're attached to JimVM1, which is the name of my virtual machine instance. So what I want to do next is we need to go into the virtual machine and do something, because we essentially just have a bare bones operating system set up inside the cloud at this point. So I'm going to connect to the virtual machine versus remote desktop. And put in the password that we created when we set up the virtual machine. And this will direct me directly into the Windows Azure Data Center, into my Windows Server 2012 instance. And it's spinning it up right now. It's a new virtual machine, so it might take a little bit of time for it to sort of prime the pump here. This is a really cool way, too, if you want to poke around with Windows Server 2012 and you don't have a spare machine, you can set up a virtual machine inside of Windows Azure and just connect to it and sort of play around and get a feel for how it works. Okay, now that the virtual machine seems to be booted up at this point, we're going to bring up Server Manager. And Server Manager is going to allow us to do a little bit of configuration with the virtual machine. The virtual machine is completely locked down. I'm not going to be able to essentially talk to it from anything except from remote desktop at this point. And what we really want to do here is install, again, this Mongoose HTTP server. And we want to be able to access the HTTP server from the outside world. So that means we're going to have to do a little bit of configuration of the firewall as well, so that we can let HTTP traffic come in. And the other thing we have to do is we've attached a disk to this virtual machine, but that disk doesn't have any formatting on it, and we need to get some content on that disk as well to provide our HTTP or our HTML site. So first thing we're going to do is go to the local server option here inside of Server Manager. And I want to set up, again, download some software and install on this particular machine. And that software that I'm going to install, I'm going to have to go off on the web and grab it. Again, the machine's pretty much locked down. So one of the things that gets locked down is IE. And if you look at this IE enhanced security configuration, you'll see that it's on. I'm going to turn that off. And you're going to get all kinds of warnings. Don't do this because it increases your attack surface and so on. So if you do this, you'd want to turn it off for the time that you need and then turn it back on. Now that that's set up, I will be able to essentially go in and start up IE and browse to external sites. And where I'm going to go on IE is again to locate this Mongoose HTTP server and download it to this local virtual machine. So as the browser's coming up here, and no, we don't need to set this up now. So I'm just going to do a Bing search here for this piece of software. Let's see if we can find it. There it is. It's on. And we can do a download. And this is really a lightweight, so it's just an executable. So I'm going to save the target as. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on the C drive. And I'm actually going to quickly create a new folder here for it. So we'll call it Mongoose. And again, the fact I'm using Mongoose here is not really all that interesting. And we did create the folder, but that is not, I don't want to save the document. I actually want to save the executable. So let me do it this way. And we'll do the download. So we'll do save as. And go back to our directory we just created. Mongoose 3.5. And we'll say save. And we don't want to run it at this point. Yeah, let's just double check that we got what we wanted, where we wanted it. So what I've done at this point is downloaded some software. So you could have installed essentially anything you wanted to that would run on Windows, and that's where we are at this step. So again, this is an HTTP server, and we could start up an HTTP server and then point it at a website, and then the idea is that end users outside of the cloud can watch and look at this website. We don't have a website yet, and what I want to do is actually put that website on the attached drive that we created inside of the Windows Azure portal. So to do that, I'm going to go into the Server Manager and take a look at the file and storage services. So if we look at disks inside of Server Manager, what we should see here is, once it's loaded, we should see that we've got a couple of disks. We actually have three disks. So one of the disks here is our operating system. I think it's the first one. Another disk here is set aside for temporary storage, so it's associated with the virtual machine image, and you can use it as a file system, but that's tied to the virtual machine image. It's not persistent, and it can't be shared across multiple virtual machines. And then the last one here is the attached drive, so it's a 10 gig drive that we created inside of Windows Azure portal. It's not set up to store anything at this point, so what we really need to do is initialize it. And yes, it's going to erase everything. There's nothing really interesting on it. So it will initialize this disk, which takes just a few seconds to set that up. And now that it's initialized, I can actually create a new volume off of it and walk through just a very simple wizard. That will create a 10 gig volume. We'll give it a drive letter F and NTFS. So I'm just accepting all the defaults here and say create. So once this is set up, when I go back into essentially file manager inside of my virtual machine, I'll now have an F drive, and I can put whatever data I want on that F drive. Now that F drive is actually a different virtual machine, a virtual hard drive image that's also hosted inside of Windows Azure. So it's running kind of independently of the virtual machine. It's just attaching it as a shared drive, and other virtual machines could essentially sort of talk to it as well. Well, right now it's just formatting that hard drive. What we're going to do next is I'm going to put a very, very simplistic HTML document up on it, and then we're going to get the web server running, the Mongoose web server running. And at that point, we'll have something hopefully that's working really, really well on the virtual machine, and then the next step is going to be to expose that capability to the outside world so that others can talk to my cloud service and see that same website. So there we go. That's all done. So if everything went according to plan, we do now have a new volume called F here. And inside here, I can create a new document. And we're going to call this document default.htm. And this is going to be a simple website. So we're going to just create a new HTML page. We're going to call it Hello from the cloud, and it's not a great HTML document, but good enough. And so that's default HTM, and I think by default here it's going to throw a TXT on it. I want the TXT, so we're just going to get rid of that. So at this point we have a very, very simple website set up on an F drive, and on our C drive we actually have our web server. So I'm going to get the web server to essentially start serving up those pages. And to do so, I'll just go into a PowerShell script. Like I said, Mongoose is a very, very simple web server. So I can essentially go to that directory inside of PowerShell. There we go. And I can actually run Mongoose. Let's see here, mongoose-3.5.xc, and this is the essentially the command line that you use to point it to a specific website. So the website here is on F drive. So we'll start that up. And having a little bit of trouble with the, hang on a second. There we go. So what this has done is pretty underwhelming. But if I go to a browser here, I should be able to go to, in this case, localhost. And the default port is going to be 8080. So I'll go to localhost, colon 8080, slash default.htm. And there's our hello from the cloud. So what we've done at this point is we've installed some software. We've added an attached drive. We created a website. And everything's working really, really well from within the virtual machine. But there's no way to get to this virtual machine from the outside world. For instance, if I go into my local machine here, so this is my client on the right here. Let me bring up another window right quick. And I go to our endpoint, which was Jim O'Neill with the date.cloudapp.net, and say default.htm, for instance, it's going to essentially time out. It's going to say I can't get there. And that's because we haven't opened anything on the virtual machine to allow any traffic to come in. So what I'm going to do is go into Server Manager, and we're going to open up the firewall. And as you can see, Mongoose is expecting traffic to come in on port 8080. So when the firewall configuration sets up here, I'm going to create a new rule that basically says let stuff come in from port 8080. So we'll create a port there. And depending on what software you're using, you may have other ports that that need access. So it's a TCP port 8080. We'll allow the connection. The rule applies everywhere. We'll just call this HTTP in, and we'll do a finish. All right. So with that, now I've opened up a port on the virtual machine. Now the last step that I need to do here before all this will work is we need to tell Windows Azure and the virtual machine configuration in Windows Azure that there is a port 8080 that's accessible inside the virtual machine, and we want to expose that port as being available through the DNS name Jim 011 2013. So what I need to do here is one last step, and that is configuring an endpoint. So when I configure the endpoint, what I'm essentially doing is I'm giving it a port mapping. I'm basically saying a port from the outside maps to a port on the inside. And if you look at what's provided by default, there's a remote desktop port. So that's how I'm able to do all the manipulation inside of the virtual machine. Now that's added for free. But I'm going to add a new endpoint. And that endpoint is going to be called, doesn't really matter what I call it, but we'll call it HTTP in. The public port is the one that's exposed to my end users. The private port is the one that I opened up in the firewall. So I'm going to expose this as port 80, but internally it's going to be port 8080. And we'll set that up. It takes just a few minutes, not even a few minutes, maybe a few seconds to set up this endpoint. And once the endpoint is set up, I should be able to just do a refresh on my web page here because the endpoint is correct. I've defaulted to port 80, so I don't need to specify the port 80, and this is my website homepage, default.htm. So we'll just wait for this to run its course to update the port mapping and give it a shot. Okay, the port mapping seems to be complete at this point, so we should be done. And let me go back over to the page, and we'll just do a quick refresh here. And as you can see, we've reached the cloud. I have the same URL that I had before. I'm using the endpoint, my cloudapp.net endpoint, going in through port 80 from the outside world, talking to the virtual machine instance that's running Mongoose, and listening to port 8080 inside the data center, and then serving up this HTML page. So at this point, what we've seen is how to create a virtual machine from scratch, attach a disk, load it up with some software, and then access it from a client. So we've done quite a bit here, but there's a lot more that you can actually do with virtual machines, and we'll take a look at that in the next installment of this series. So for right now, let's go back to the slides, and I'm going to leave you with a few additional references. There's a lot more you can do with virtual machines. So to get your hands-on experience, the free 90-day Windows Azure trial and the great samples in the training kit really can't be beat. When this episode was recorded, virtual machines were still in a preview mode, so you may need to take an extra step in your Windows Azure account portal to enable that feature for your account. Now, the links I've provided here provide a really good walkthrough of some of the more common tasks for setting up either Windows or Linux virtual machines. And you'll find that a lot of the tasks really aren't that different from what you'd be doing on-premises when dealing with, you know, virtualization in your own data center. Of course, that's a pretty good thing because that bodes really well for being able to maybe move resources back and forth between the cloud and what you're doing inside of your own data centers. Thanks for joining me today to learn about the basics of setting up a Windows Azure virtual machine. In the next episode, we'll take a further look at VMs, specifically how to set up images for reuse, and also how to do a little bit of load balancing across images.